Today's daf is daf kuf tet. We're holding on daf kuf tet on the page, and we are in the middle of this lovely story about the miraculous World War I activities of the guided missiles of Avraham Avinu. And we're holding one line up from the bottom, right at the end, Nochem Ish Gamzo, which was the funny story of how that turned up again. So Nochem Ish Gamzo Avi Ragil, the Kod Avi Salikle, Omar Gamzo Latova. We know the famous Nochem Ish Gamzo was famous. He was actually from the city of Gimzo, of course, but became called Nochem Ish Gamzo because he expressed the idea of Gamzo Latova. So they made him the man of Gimzo. So anyway, whatever would happen to him, he would always accept it and believe that ultimately it's for the good. So Yom Echad Bo Yisrael Shidur Doron LeKesa. There was a day when the Jews needed to send a gift to Caesar, and they were in having political problems. So Omar Bahadi Man Nishader, who can we actually use to be the messenger to bring this? After all, it's not so simple. Dangers along the road. Nishader Bahadi Nochem Ish Gamzo the Melumad Benisimo. Who better than Nochem Ish Gamzo, a man whose life is filled with miracles? So we have Kimata Lahudi Yura. Anyway, he came to this bread and breakfast, and Bo Lameitav, he wanted to stay overnight, Lameibat. So Amri Le, they asked him, well, you know, what do you have that's with you? You know, we'll deposit in the safe. Ma'ike Badar, well, Kamavilna Charga LeKesar, we're bringing some taxes to Caesar. So Komo Belayla Sharin LeSifte. So they get up in the middle of the night, they open up the safe, and the Shoku Koda Avigabe, they take out everything he was carrying. This sifte is the actual word safe, but it means that it's a safe box, everything he was carrying with him. Took everything out of it. Veshakru kodave gabe umaluno afra. They took everything that was inside of it and filled it up with dirt so it should feel full to him. And they kept the contents. Kimata lahatam, when it comes to rogue, ishtaka afra. They discovered that the Jews have sent a gift of dirt. Was not exactly a favorite of the Romans. What? The Jews are laughing at us. They took him out to kill him. He says, well, gamzu tova. Yeah, what can you do? Out to Elio. So Elio shows up over there. Must have been Elio. And idmilo kechad minehu. He looks, takes on the look of one of the Roman senators. Amalu, he says, look, it's ridiculous. People are not going to be so stupid as to send us a slap in the face. What do they have to send us a slap in the face? There's got to be some meaning to this. The only thing I could think of is that there's this myth about the dirt that Avram, their forefather, had used, and that had won him the war. Maybe it's some of that, in which case it's priceless. Dimai Afra Afra. Mi Afra da Avram Avinu. Da Avishadi Afra Avicharvi Gile Avigiri. Famous story of how he won the war by using these little guided missiles. Boduk, so they tried it out. And Ashko, they discovered that's indeed what happened. They would throw it and turn to the guided missiles. So Avihim Achuzo, you know, there was this one area, this is the Third Punic War, and we're talking about over years, so this was the Carthaginian victory. You know, they had never been able to conquer this area. Avihim Achuzo, they were never able to conquer. This is what Cato used to close every speech with. And I believe we must destroy Carthage. So they were never able to. So Shadon Yahu Afra, they took a little bit of those guided missiles and that finally won the war for them. Imagine. Rekav Shua. So they said, listen here, Mr. Nachum, you can go into the treasury of Rome. You can take anything you want. So I owe the Beginuza. They took him into the Beginuza and they said, Shkol Denechlecha. Anything you like, fill up your safe. So he fills up his safe with his gold and so on. And stops on his way back, the same bread and breakfast, of course. And now he's looking all mechubad with his Roman legions. And I say, so they said to him, good Lord, what'd you bring? What did you bring to the house of Caesar? I don't know, he says. I don't know, whatever was in the safe, that's what I delivered. I mean, I don't have any idea how it even got there. So they decided they must have this magical stuff under their house. They fill up a whole truckload of it, bring it, and they dump it in Rome as a gift. Hamdulatam, and so naturally they ended up being hung up. Katlino lahanach diuri, and they got rid of those bread and breakfast owners. Anyway, getting back to the mission. Dor haflaga elam chelek olam haba. So it's the amazing thing is that the Torah never says that the dor haflaga did anything. It's the craziest story. I mean, here we are. We've gone through nearly 1,000 years without HaKadosh Baruch Hu having anything to do with the world. This was part of the recognition of the Noach Matzah Chen is that when a world is in a state of chen, it's like kids, you don't bother them. You let them go their own way. We don't find God appearing or having any interest in the world for those 1,000 years. All of a sudden comes this nice little story, it sounds great, in which people get together and they create a United Nations. Everything's wonderful. It says the whole world is Safa Chad, Vorim Achadim. They've achieved this great unity, things we only dream of, you know, League of Nations. It says God comes down to see this, says, this is terrible. This will be the end of everything. What are we going to do? I have to destroy them. So what exactly was going on? So clearly the Safa Achad and Dvorim Achadim were ipso facto dangerous. So we understand that the idea of Nimrod was complete control tyranny, and so that was the beginning of Avram's break with Nimrod. It's 4 years before the end of the period in which he had achieved the Nefesh HaRasu B'Charan, as Rashi points out. But how do we learn in the words that they, what exactly was going on in their minds? Because there must have been some expression, even in that early stage. The simple meaning is that the interrelationship itself was dangerous, because what they were saying is pen nafuts, that's what the Pasuk is saying. That's all we need is to spread out. And of course, this is a continuation. If you recognize the continuation from the Dor HaMabul is remarkable. It begins with the Dor HaMabul, ends with the Dor HaFloga. Those two generations were basically involved in the same thing in different ways. One of them was involved in the destruction of genetic reproduction the way that it was meant to be. Aken Yazo Vishati Taviv Etimo. So to extend the gene pool. What they wanted to do was to destroy the meme pool. So that they said, look, we will not tolerate dissent. We don't want people to think differently. That's all we need is to have different societies. We'll end up with war, misunderstandings. Let's just stop it right now. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that's the end of everything. I mean, if people are going to stop arguing, then we're finished. Because the whole point of these years, if you analyze what was going on during those 1,000 years, it was the formation of civilizations. So we get the 70 different tongues and so on, are all in that rapid change period, which again is all part of the Shnot HaTohu. Again, it doesn't appear as a historically realistic times. But that during those Shnot HaTohu, we have all these ideas. It ends with the attempt to define human thinking. And that's really the problem. The definition of human thinking, the way the Rambam understands it, and explains the whole idea of Avram versus Nimrod, is that to come up with a definitive human statement of reality is by definition a search for Avodah Zarah and control. So that's the whole point, that Avram Avinu, what happens afterwards, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him, just move. Lech lecha. Just move. And from there, that moving and that development is exactly the opposite. It's what Nimrod was attempting to destroy. And so, what they were saying was, well, it says Ava Nivlananum, Ir and Migdal and so on. So, Tana Devei Rebbe Shiel, look, in their minds, this was basically a response to the Mabul. So they were feeling vulnerable. And what they wanted to do was discover some type of technological control, and that they shouldn't be on an earth that is so left so vulnerable for life that they don't have to be worried. So according to the Devei Rebbe Shiel, what they said was in Lemigdal, they felt there was some kind of problem up there, you know, maybe it's too much water, so we should have a gradual release of pressure, we don't get these floods every so often. Interesting idea. Which in Eretz Yisrael they thought was a typically Bovel type of stupidity. I mean, how people could be so dumb. The Chakol HaBamazer always would laugh in Eretz Yisrael about the pshatim that they came up with in Bovel, because the reason that that's so stupid is you don't look for a valley to go up high. I mean, you're obviously going to start on a mountaintop, right? So then, leave no Echad Betura. Why wouldn't they go to the top of a mountain? If the idea was to get as high as you can. So obviously that couldn't have been the pshat. But anyway, Rabbi Yirmeyahu Bar Elazar, well, but the truth is it wasn't just a question of technological relief. There were really three kitot. One said, look, you know, what we need is basically, it doesn't matter where we start from, because all we're trying to do is to prevent ourselves from getting wiped out by a marble. So if you live on top of a tower, you know, basically you'll be invulnerable to flooding. The other one said, well, this high places, that's an idea of worship, make a beautiful temple up there. The other one says, the truth is we should really fight God. He's getting a little bit overly zealous there. So Zosho Merd Na Levin is Shev Sham. And we find indeed that different things happen. So it says, Hefitzam Hashem. So God spread them out. And there's no way that you could just live where you want. Zosh Amar Na'alev and Asem Milchama. Those were the ones that devolved. You know, that's where the monkeys come from. They come from humans. So. They were not Sukkofim, Ruchot, Rishidim, Velilim. These guys basically ended up semi-humans, like a lot of people you see outside. The ones that said, let's worship Avodah Zarah, that's Kishom Balal Hashem Sefat Kol Haaretz. That's the idea of people learning not to understand each other. So you come up with more ideas, better ideas, and end up getting past the simple solutions of Avodah Zarah. Tani Rabbi Natan Omer, truth is Kulam L'Avodat Kochavim Kavnu. Ultimately, the idea is to have things as your own projections. Because we see, what did they say? Na'aseh lanu shem. What is it supposed to mean? Make a name for yourself. To make a name for yourself only could be k'tiv hatam. You see the luchot, shem Elohim acherim, lo tazkiru. So not to utilize a shem is always the sense of a vision that you have of how to just give something a name, and then you have an icon for it. Now you can use it. So icons and names, very related. Mala, alan avodat kochavim, just like icons began as avodat kochavim, afkan avodat kochavim. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, that migdal that they built, the top third of it was Nisra, the lower third of it was Nivla in the ground, and you still have a third of it that's left standing. Omer Rav, avir migdal mishakach. The whole point of that place is that it affected memory. So in other words, the punishment for Bavel. It's confusion. Karsham Balal. Confusion is a destruction of particular structure. It's a deconstruction. Deconstruction means you lose your memory. So anything that you think you know, this of course was what Rabbi Zeir did when he went to Eretz Yisrael. He prayed that he would forget everything he knew so he could start thinking afresh. Amazing thing, 40 days he kept a tinus to forget everything that he learned. But the truth is that Bavel is the sense of confusion. So you don't have things well organized. Therefore, it's just standing in the shadow of that migdal, either the shadow of what's left, the area where it is, or the Marshal learns the shadow of the area where it used to be, but which is now Nisraf. The point is that the onesh is an onesh of forgetting. Omer Rav Yosef, you could see, even in the names, I mean, Bavel, there's two basic areas where the Jews have settled. They have Bavel and Bursif. The name itself is a simin ra Torah. Both of them are antithetical to really understanding anything. So Bavel means confusion. Bursif, my Bursif, what does Bursif mean? Omer Vasavet, in Aramaic, Bursif would mean a Bur Safi, an empty pit that never contains anything real. Anche Sidom Elam Chedek Lolam Abba. So moving on in the mission, the next thing we talked about was Sodom. Tonar Rabbanan Anshe Sodom, Elam Chelek Olam Abba, Shem Anshe Sodom Ra'im V'Chataim L'Hashem Ma'od, which we darshan to mean, Ra'im B'Olam Hazeh, Chataim L'Olam Abba. Rabbi Yehuda says, yeah, but it also refers to different types of behavior. Ra'im is Begufam, so that was sin, sexual sin. Chataim refers to B'Momonam, that their money wasn't used properly. Ra'im Begufam, we find the word Ra used in terms of sexual sin, where Yosef says, Eich e'eseh hara'a ha'gedola hazot v'chatati alim. So when he's under so much pressure, being seduced by Eshet Potiphera, so he says, how can I do something so ra'a? And chata'im b'momonam dechtiv ayabacha chet. Since it says over there, be careful about thinking that you shouldn't make a loan because kavash natashmita. So the word that the pasuk uses is exactly that word. So you see that chet refers to not giving freely loans of your money. La Hashem refers to a direct attack on the Shem Hashem. That's Birkat Hashem. So that was blasphemy. Ma'od means Shemit Kavnim, means that the context of what they would do was done with intensity. Ma'od is an intensifier. So it means Shemit Kavnim V'chotim. What they did with passion. They wanted to sin. It wasn't just they gave in to desire. Imatnita Tana, actually in the Brayta says the opposite, that Ra'im is a reference to Momon. Chataim is a reference to Gufa. Ra'im b'momonam, because that same pasuk that ends with the Vayabarachet begins with V'ra'a einecha b'chicha evyon. Your eyes will be rotten, evil, when you look at your brother who's poor. You won't give him a loan. So you see that ra'a refers to the unwillingness to share your money. Chataim, the same pasuk that we brought before from Yosef, uses in the end the word chait. Because the result will be, says Yosef, v'chatati l'Elohim. In doing so, I will sin to God. But with this again, I mean, it's only a Daf Yomi, so we can't discuss it any length. But you'll note the immense implications of this machloket. It seems to be sort of a gentle question. And the truth is, when you read the pasuk of Yosef itself, you're shocked by the tenor. Because in discussing what he's doing, he makes the issue of whether he's going to be sleeping with his master's wife a matter of decency. And then ends it with the words v'chatati l'Elohim, which certainly in a modern religious point of view, you would say, well, how can I do this sin to God? You know, and it would be such a rotten thing to do. As a matter of fact, some of the Rishonim even learned that the essence of the v'chatati l'Elohim was the violation of the relationship that he had in commitment to Potipharah, because it was the whole idea that Potipharah trusted him implicitly with everything that was in the house. And he says this, your husband has given me everything except you. You know, so echesa ra'agdala hazot. Here's the question. Is the ra'ah the essence of the pasuk, or is the v'chatati l'Elohim the essence of the pasuk? That is an unbelievable question if you think about the nature of morality. Okay, but just a momentary point, but you think about the inverse as well in terms of the moment. And even according to this Lashon Matnita, it's also La Hashem, Birkat Hashem, but Ma'od we understand differently. Ma'od is not just an intensifier of what is, but rather something that is innately, intensely evil. And that refers to Shvichut Damim. They also were murderers. Shenamar Gam Dam Naki Shafach Min HaShe'ar Bei Ma'od. So the idea of Ma'od is something that we relate to as being innately evil. Tana Rabbanan Anshei Sodom Lo Nitgavel B'Shvil Tova Shishpia Lahem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They too only reach that kind of level of free evil because of the good in which they dwelt, which was granted them by God. Marketiv Behem, here again we have Iyov pointing out the ironies in human behavior. So Marketiv Behem, Eretz Mimena Yetzei Lechem. This was a land, a bread box of the whole country. V'tachtea ne'epach kamo esh. Mekom sapira v'nea v'afrot zahavlo. We're going to dash in each one of these words. Netiv lo yedo'o ayit v'lo shezafato ein haya. Lo yidrechu v'nei shachatz v'lo adal av shachal. So Eretz, that is a reference to me'achash Eretz v'mena yetzei lechem. They would say to themselves, you know, we live basically in the breadbasket of the country. Not only that, normally you don't have mineral riches, the same place that you have agricultural riches, a different type of soil composition. We're afrod zahavlo. We also have dust that is filled with gold. So, you know, what would be the point of allowing other people in here? Believe me, foreign investment is only coming here to strip us of our money. So, lamalano avrei drachim, shein boyin aleinu ala chasreinu mimamoneinu. The only reason anybody would come here is because they want to make money off of us. Bo v'neshakeach torat regel miartzeinu. Let us forget about the whole idea of accepting foreigners. Shenemar, and therefore, we find about them, it's also mentioned in EU, Paratz nachal mi'imgar, hanishkachim mine ragal, dalu mi'enosh, na'u. So we're going to dash it. This pasuk, those who were nishkach mine ragal, they had turned themselves into forgetting what it meant to welcome foreigners. And this was a place that had sealed their borders from any immigration. They were the ones that dalu mi'enosh, na'u. They were the ones that ended up becoming completely divorced from the human race. This becomes now mida keneged mida. Once again, its contemporary implications. Well, Darash Rava, my dechsif. What is the meaning of the pasuk ad ana tahotu al ish? How long will you keep plotting against other people? Tiratzchu kulchem kikir natui gader hadechuya. All of you murdering like a wall that is leaning to fall, like a gader. The kir, of course, is a wall of a building inside. The gader is a wall around an area. But all of it is about to be pushed over. So what do they do? That means, says Rava, the idea over here is to come up with ways to get people to invest in absolute garbage derivatives. And you know that the thing is about to collapse. So it's kulchem kikir natui. So you decide, okay, let's put them right in the way of the collapse. Walk off with their money. And let them be the ones that it collapses on. So Moshivim Oto, Etzokir Natoi, V'dochi Natoilav, then they blow the whole thing over on top of the people. And they say, well, you know, he signed all of these loans. What are you going to do? So then, Ba'im V'not Limamono, but you still owe all that money. And so they end up making off like bandits. Dorash Rava. Yeah. Dorash Rava, my dichtiv chatar pechur. I mean, this, by the way, the reference earlier, we didn't really darshan on the psukim because the psukim in Eov is sort of self-explanatory, but I maybe should have translated it. So the way the Gemara was understanding the Afrot Zahavlo goes on to say, the nativ lo yada'o ayit, even though in the Pashas of Pasuk in reference to the ayit and the enaya are eagles and birds that have immensely powerful vision. But what's talking about over here, the remez, is to robbers and muggers and so on. So but in Shachatz, the people that would be trying to take the money out of here, they were never allowed in. The jackals and the lions we were free of. So they were saying to themselves, so we have nothing to worry about. Okay, anyway, getting back to this. And then it says, another cute remez over here that Eov goes into, is chatar b'choshech batim, yomom chitmulam uvelo yadu'u or. So what does this mean? They dig out in the darkness the houses, and in the days, during the daytime, that was in the darkness, but in the daytime, they sort of signed it, closed it, not to know the light. It doesn't even make sense. The pasuk doesn't hold together. So what is this a reference to? It's actually brilliant, you see. What they did, they wanted to make sure that these people would bury a GPS device exactly where they hid their money. So how do they do that? So it's talking about, okay, where do we find where these guys have their money hidden? So they would be mafkidim etzlo afar simon. They would tell the guy, we need a place to keep our afar simon. Our afar simon has immensely powerful smell that you could detect. So these people would put it together with their safe. It was very expensive. Afar simon was, it's actually not clear what afar simon is, but it was immensely expensive, as most high quality perfume agents are. And they said it would be kept in their safe. La'erev, of course, in the nighttime, they would bring their specially trained dogs. And that's what actually what David HaMelech was referring to when he says, Yoshuv la'erev, they come back at night, Yamu kekelev, sniffing like the black riders. They go all around the cities. And then they would dig it up and take that money. They would go naked without anything to wear. The ink suit bakara, nothing to cover them in the cold. They would take the donkey of the poor orphans. Yachbalu shor almana, managed to walk off with the ox that belonged to the poor widows. Gvulot yasigu. Eder gazlu. They would take also, these are various, again, various psukim in Eov. They're not necessarily in order, by the way. Eder gazlu veiro. All of these things, Marsha points out that there really are remuzim to the explanation of the pasuk on the next staff, even though the Gemara doesn't make a one-to-one correspondence. If you look back, you're able to see what it is that it's referring to as it goes on. V'hulik v'rot yuval, and instead he's being brought to the grave, v'algadish yiskot, and is working meanwhile on his field. So what all this means, we'll have to see. But meanwhile, Dorosh Yosef Bitzipori, and Rabbi Yossi had said over the drasha that we said before about the idea of giving a GPS to a guy to hold. So he darshaned it in Tzipori. Would you know it that night 300 different safes were dug up in Tzipori? So the people that were listening to the drasha, you got to be really careful what you teach these people. So after Nahi Laila Talat Mayamachtart Bitzipori. Of course, 300, we know the Gemara says, is always the number that we use when we don't really mean the number. It just means an awful lot of safes were dug up in Tzipori that night. And so they were really angry at Rabbi Yossi. You know, what are you doing teaching people? It's like an internet site of how to blow up the world. So they came to me, Mitzayrele, how to come Mitzayrele. Omarle, Yavitu Urchele Ganve. What is this? You got to teach people how to be Ganovim? There's another girsah according to which there's a nun missing, which makes much more sense. Mi aviyadana datun ganvi. Did I know this whole city is full of ganovi? You're coming to me to complain to me? And the truth is, kikanach nafshi Rabbi Yossi. When Rabbi Yossi died, the impact on Tzipori, shofa mir zaveta Tzipori dama. The gutters in Tzipori bled blood. Not as the city was devastated. The truth is, they might have been angry at Rabbi Yossi, but I mean, he was the one that kept them going. Now, you know what they used to do in Sodom? Somebody owns one shore, so he takes his duties along with the rest of the city, and they take one day a week, one day, whatever it is. But the letle, if somebody doesn't have any shvarim at all, he certainly has more time on his hand, let him take 2 days. So, liri treyumi. I mean, after all, it's only fair the poor are being supported here amidst a glowing society. They should do their share. So Ahu Yatma bar Armalta, there was this Yatom, I guess is referring back to Chamor Yatomim, Yachvelu Shor Almana, right? So there was a Yatom whose mother was obviously a widow. I mean, he's a Yatom, except she's still alive. And Havile Ture Lemire. So they would give him all of the Shvarim of the town, and he was supposed to take care of them, because he didn't have anything. The less you had, the more work you did. So Azar Shaklino Vekatlino, so he goes, and he makes sure that all of these shvarim die. Then they come to take the skins. He says, hold on a minute. Anybody who owned a shor gets to take one skin. Anybody who didn't own a shor takes 2 skins. So the itle turnishko chad mashko, the itle turnishko tre mashko. I'm like, what are you, crazy? My high. I'm like, what do you mean, am I crazy? Softina ketchila din. I mean, makes sense, doesn't it? Just like the tchilat din was, whoever owns a shor is mirichad yuma, but whoever doesn't own a shor gets 2 days. It makes sense. It should be that way at the end, no? Avsov dinit lechad tura lishko chad, lelet le tura lishko trey. Then they used to say, dover b'mavra nesif chad. If you've got easy pass, you go over the bridge. So then you only have to pay chad zuza. But if you don't use the bridge, what kind of business is this? You're not contributing to public welfare, then you pay double. So lo avra b'mivra native trey. This sounds awfully familiar in a lot of places. So, the Havile Dare Delivne, and if somebody, let's say, was manufacturing bricks or was going to start a building project, he's got a bunch of bricks piled up in his front yard. So, everybody who walked by would take one brick. You'd say, come on, it's one lousy brick, it bothers you. I needed something for a paperweight. Of course, he was left with nothing. Somebody would spread out garlic or onions to dry. So everybody would just take one. God help us. Such hakpada. There were 4 famous dayanim in Sodom. One of them was called Shakroi. The other one was called Shakruroi. The other one was called, obviously, these are all funny, Zaifei. Phony. And the 4th one was called Matzli Dina, the one that would always be Mata the Din. And so if somebody, let's say, would hit another guy's wife and would cause her to lose a fetus, the Bakhle Lita the Khavri or Mafale, the din was, they would tell the victim's husband, okay, give him your wife, you lost the baby, let him impregnate your wife, he owes your baby, right? So Niava Niale, give him your wife to Niabra, you should get her pregnant. The pasuk le'ludna dechamor, a guy would cut off the ears of somebody's chamor. So Amr le'ah, oh, that's great. Hava ni'ale, give him the chamor to raise until the ear regrows, you know. The pada le'lechavre, if somebody would smash another guy and cause him a wound, so they would say to the victim, okay, now you owe him money for bloodletting, you know. So hav le'agra, shakal le'chadoma. The avar b'mavra, somebody who would use now the ferry boat to get into town would pay 4 zuz. But if he managed his own way in and was Abba Bamaya, he would pay 8 zuz. Zimna chadas, so one time, Atahu Koves comes in now, a traveling washerman. Iklala, then he comes into town, and they say, okay, that's 4 zuz. He says, what do you mean 4 zuz? I didn't take the ferry boat. Abba Bamaya, Avri, made my own way across. Oh, they said, then it's 8 zuz. Sorry. So now give 8 zuz, because you crossed the water. He refused to pay. Lo yoyiv. So they beat him up. So he sued them. So the Dayan said, well, now you also owe for the bloodletting, you know. This is like when you try to fight the IRS. Exactly. You know, so now you'll pay the court costs. And just try to find justice. Exactly. So so now you owe money for the bloodletting plus the 8 for not having used the bridge. So one time, Ikla Eved Avram, so Eliezer Eved Avram was Itrami Hatem, he came there. And somebody hit him. Atalakami Dayani, so he sued. So the judge said, okay, you owe money for bloodletting. So Avle Agadashakalakadama. So he picks up a stone and he smashes the Dayan's head. So Padyu Yila Dayani. I said, what are you doing? My high. He said, that's a perfect idea. I figured I'd bloodlet you. Now you owe me money. Instead of, why don't we just keep it simple? You pay the money you owe me to the guy that I owe money, and I'll just walk away, you know? So Adra Gnafik Liminach, Havni Alayla Hai, I'll keep my money. Havile Puraita, so they had this Procrustean bed, Davi Magni Ala Urchin, where they would put all of their guests. Kimarich, if the guest was a little too long for the bed, they would cut him down, Geisile. They would cut his leg short. Kigotz, if he was too short, Matchinle, then they would stretch him to fit the bed. This was the source of the famous... That's great. One size fits all. Rav Huttner's Zatzal would never say it over in his lifetime, now that he's not with us. It was brilliant. He talked about Philadelphia yeshiva. So he says, you know what Philadelphia yeshiva is? The mitas zdom. If you don't fit, they'll make you fit. They'll cut off your legs. They'll stretch you. You'll fit. It was brilliant. Yeah. Anyway, so then they told Eliezer Avram when he came into town, so ikla lahata, omrele kum gani apuria, come, sleep on our famous bed. Oh, said Eliezer, you know, I'm such a good son. From the day my mother died, I swore I'd never sleep in a bed again. So Nadra Nidra Yumadabitatima Loganina Puria. Kavi Mitramile Ania, when a poor man would come to town, everybody would give him money, except that the money was marked. So everybody had their mark on the coin. So of course they refused to sell any food to people who had come to town. The guy finally dropped dead. They would just come take back their coins. And they had a consensus that anybody who invites someone from outside of town to a wedding, Lishlag Glima will be stripped of his things. There was a wedding going on when Eliezer of Avram was in town. Ikla Eliezer Lasan, of course nobody's giving you anything to eat, so he walks into a wedding and sits down. So Kibaylo Misad, when they came to the Suda, Eliezer Vyazir Lasifra Kula sits down at the very end of the table. The guy next to him says, hey, who invited you? What do you mean? Says Eliezer. You did. And so Eliezer would tell him. What do you mean? It's you. The guy would say to him, oh my God, that's all I need is somebody to hear about this. Maybe people will believe him. They're going to strip me of my possessions. Grabs his jacket and runs. Eliezer moves up a seat and sits down to the next guy. Anyway, and he finally goes through the entire Suda. He does this to every guy. Until they were all outside, and then he ate up the whole Suda, right? There was this young woman, and she would bring out food to Aniyim, she had hid it in a false bottom of her bucket when she went to draw water. Anyway, they found out. Igla Milta. So Shafua Dufsha, they covered her over with the honey, Vukmalika Shura, put her up on top of the wall until she was stung to death. And Atizibur of Yechlua. Vainedechtiva Yomer Hashem, Zakat Sedom Vamoraki Rabba. Zaka refers to a specific scream. And that says, Al Iske Riba, that's about that young girl. Miraglin Enlam Chelaglama Bashan of Yamuta, Nashimotzi, De Matzie, Dibata Aretzra, Bamagefa, Vyamutu. And that's the two levels. So Vayamutu Balamaze, Bamagefat Lolamaba. Adat Korach Elim Khelik Lolamaba. Shinema, Vatchas Alayema Aretz, that's Bolamaze, Vayovdu, Loshan of complete loss, Vitocha Kahal, Lolamaba, Divirbi Akiva. Rabbi Eliezer on there, as we saw in this all, the quotes from our Mishnah, Aleim Amara Katuv, Hashem Memitu Mechayem, Orit Sha'ol Ve'Yoal, and this was the prayer of Hannah, who actually came and had given birth now to the saving of Adat Korach, which was Shmuel. Tana Rabbanan Adat Korach, Enam Chilek Lolam Abba, Shem Etchas Aleim Aretz Balam Azeh, Vayavdu Mitoch HaKal Lolam Abba, Divi Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yehuda Ben Betera Omer, who says that the word loss is permanent? It says Vayovdu, I agree. But most things that are lost are looked for, aren't they? Sarehu, This is a lost thing which Davka is being looked for. Shenema ta'iti kese oved, bakesh avdecha ki mitzvotecha lo shachach. Although I have lost my way, like a wandering lamb, search for me, because I haven't forgotten you. So why isn't that not true about Korach v'adato? Vayikach Korach, Korach. Bought? What does that mean? Omer Shlokesh, yeah. Basically, he bought himself a pretty rotten deal. Shalakach mikach rala atzmo. I mean, this was an investment that he didn't need to make. Really didn't need to make. Why is he called Korach? Shnaaseh karcha b'Yisrael. He became a bald spot, basically, in Yisrael. Swallowed up, leaving nothing behind. Ben Yitzhar? That could mean Ben Shirtiach alaf et kol olam ketzorai. He got everybody furious at him. Ben Kehat? Kehat is a loshon of haked shenab. Set his teeth on edge. This was a guy, Shikam Shinai Molidav. Those who gave birth to him set their teeth on edge. Ben Levi? Yeah, he was sure a good Levi. Ben Shinase Leviyab Geinam. He accompanied the best in Ganim. A lot of good people came down with him. And so there he was, had a nice Levia in Ganim, the 250 men. Wait, so it could have said Ben Yaakov. I mean, we could have darshed the Yaakov also. There's no dearth of drushes, you know. You could have said Ben Sheikevatzmo Leginam. So how come it's missing the Yaakov? Omer Shuvar Yitzhak, you know that Yaakov was Mevakish Rachmi Malatzmo. Shinema Bisodama Tavonavshi. What does he mean, Yaakov, when he says in his what were meant to have been brachot, but turned out to be pretty vicious, bisodam al tavo nafshi? What is that referring to? That's the Meraglim, which they had secretly planned this. Bekehilam, kahalam is the kihila of Adat Korach. That's a kahalam. Okay, then we have Datan v'Aviram who were with him. Datan she'avar al dat, and that's al dat el. And Aviram she'iber atzmo mi'asot teshuvah. The guy strengthened himself, refusing to turn aside. Moshe Rabbeinu gave him every option. Went to discuss things with them. Wasn't machzik v'machloket. On ben Pelet, on the other hand, it's called On, because indeed Yashav ba'aninut, he sat there, he did teshuvah. So he was Yashav ba'aninut means that he was miserable. In other words, he recognized what he had done wrong, and he stopped acting out. Pelet shenasalo plaot. What saved him was basically miraculous. Nobody believed he was going to make it out of there alive. Ben Reuven Reu Ra'a Ben Vehevin. A guy who recognized finally what was going to happen to him. Omar Rav, you should know that the real story of On Ben Pelet was his wife saved his life. Ishto Yitzilato. And basically, the smartest thing a woman can do, never argue. Didn't argue with him. What she did was she made him realize that basically he wasn't going to get anything out of this. So she said to him, "My nafkal chamino, what the heck do you care? I mean, what's the difference who's in charge? It ain't going to be you. That I guarantee you. So, you know, Moshe's going to be in charge. They're going to call you second. Korach's going to be in charge. You're still going to be called. Who cares? Imar Rabba Antalmida. Imar Rabba Antalmida. You're not going to get anywhere. I'm like, you know, you're right. But what am I going to do? I mean, I already committed myself, right? And my Avid, Avoy Be'etz, I was part of the whole plan. And I've committed myself to them. Amrale, she says, look, there's only one way of dealing with religious people. Take advantage of their religion. I'll deal with them, okay? Yadana, and that's a reference to the words that kulam kidoshim. I know they're all very holy people, these murderers. So therefore, kula kanishta kadishta, you know. They're all very holy people. Dechtiv ki kolayda kulam kidoshim. I mean, this is what Korach is saying. So you got to use it against them, okay? So Tuv, you just sit still. Anamatzil nalacha. I'll be very easily able to save your life. Anyway, she got him a little bit drunk because she knew that he wouldn't be able to take it, and he'd probably respond to them. Okay. So she got him drunk. Ashkita chamra, varvite, she got him a bit high, and he got tired. Vagnite gavoy, she puts him to bed. And she, utve albava, she sits at the door of her tent, and she takes off her shetel, you know. And now her hair is exposed, so now all of these people are coming to attack Moshe Rabbeinu. You know, to destroy the whole world, but it's okay. They're not going to look at a woman whose hair is uncovered. So she's coming. So they come by. So Tarta Lamaiza, she uncovers her hair. So called the Ata, anybody who was coming to call him, Chazer, he sees a woman with uncovered hair. Chaz for Shalom, I wouldn't walk into here. So he goes right back. By the time he woke up, Ivlalu, they were all already gone and buried. So she saved his life. All right, I guess tomorrow we'll hear the continued story of the wife of Korach. Okay. I'm going to do the review. I forgot yesterday to review, so let's
rapid review.
You want to do it now? Okay, sure. Omar, no, what can you do? Gam Zulatova, Atele Yov, Idmilu Kehadminayu, Omarlo, Dioma, Hai Afra, Mi Afra, Avra, Mavino, Davishodi Afra, Vicharve, Gile, Avigire, Boduk Vashko Ache, having Bahuzilo Avica Yakle, Mirvije, Shodome Afra, and Vikov Shuil, Ailula Beganza, Amre, Shkul de Nechalaha, Maya La Sifta Dava, Kihoda, Atomra, Yanak Yuri, Mayan Titala Be Malka. Amalo, I don't know, might be Shakli me alcham telatam. Shakli, you know, I'm telatam. Katlino anach diuri. Tor haflagailam chelek lolam abba mayovu da amri devei rabbi shila nivne migdal vana alara rakiv and akeoto bakartumot kere shizufa meimav. Bechakola b'marovim ken livnu achat batura, no? Omar rabbi yirmi abar elozer nechlaku l'shalosh kitot. Achat omeret na'alev v'neshev sham, achat omeret na'alev v'navod avadat kohalim, v'achat omeret na'alev v'nase milchama. Zor shomer na levan eshef shemefitzam Hashem. Zor shomer na levan asem milchama nazukofim luchot shedim velilim. Vezor shomer na levan avod avodat kochavim ki sham balal Hashem sfat kal oretz. Tani Rabbi Natan omer kulam l'shem avodat kochavim itkavnu. Klivach anaz lanu shem chrivad v'shem elu mecharim lo tazkiru. Mal alan avodat kochavim v'kan avodat kochavim omer Yochanan. Migdal shlish nisraf shlish nivla shlish kayam. Omar Rav, Avir Migdal Mishkach, Omar Rav Yosef Bavlo, Bursif, Siman Rala Torah, my Bursif, Omar Ravasi, Bur Shafi. Anchis domenem chelek lolamam, but on Rabban, Anchis domenem chelek lolam shenema, Vanchis dom raim vachatim Hashem Ohud, raim balam azeh, chatim lolam abba. Omar Rav Yosef raim begufam, chataim begumonan. Raim begufam, dechtivech sehara aha gedola hazot vachatati leloim, chataim begumonan, dechtiv vayayip bechachet. Lashem, Zubrikat Hashem, Ma'od, Shemitkavnim v'chotim. B'matnit Atana, Ra'im b'momonam v'chata'im b'gufam. Ra'im b'momonam v'techiv ra'ay necha b'achicha evyon, v'chata'im b'gufam v'techiv v'chata'ti l'Elohim. Lashem, Zubrikat Hashem, Ma'od zu shfichat amim, Shem agam naki shafach min adam naki, shafach min asher b'ma'od. Tanu Rabbanan, sheisdom lo nidgau ala b'shvil tova, shishpia alayim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ma'aktiv b'hem, Eretz vimena yatzei lechem, tachtea nepach, kemo esh, mekom sapir avaneha, veafrot zahav lo, nativ lo yedao ayet, velo shezafato in aya, lo yedrichu b'nei shachatz, lo ada alav shachal, amro v'chimiachash, eretz vimena yatzei lechem, veafrot zahav lo, lama lanu avrei drachim, en baim aleinu al chasirim imamoninu, bo nishakeach torat regel, meretzinu, shenema, Parats nachal meimgar anishkachin min eragel dalov meyanoj zichram. Dorash Rava maydechtiv ad anata hotetu avish tirtzachu kochem kekir natui gedar dechuya. Malaim sheyanotnim inehem beva alei mamon moshivim oto etzel kir natui dochin oto alav ubaim erotlam notnim mebamonot. Dorash Rava maydechtiv chatar b'choshech batim yomam chatmu lama lo yedao or. Malam shayim notim einim vavale mom afkid betzlo b'farsimon menichin oto bebet kinzeim le'erav ba'im u'merichin oto kekelav shnema yashuv le'erav yamul kekelav v'yisolav u'ir uba'im v'chotrim sham notim oto mamon arom alachu mibli lavush ve'in kesud bekara chamor yitomim yinago yachbol shor amana gvolot yasigo eder gazuv yiro ve'uli kivrot yuval v'yagadish ishkod dorash rebiyos b'tzipori. And immediately after any light at me, I'm machtar to betzipori. Oh, to become a tzarile. Omele, yavit orchen laganve. Omele, what? Me have a yadana dat on ganve. Kikadach nash, Rabbi Yosef Shafir Marzavet, it's a part of it. Amre, the itle chatur amirichad yume, let le tetre yume. Ahi atu baramalta, avile, hovele tur le miro, the shaklin mekatlinu, omele, the itle tur anishkel chad mashke, let the tur anishkel tre mashke. Omele, what are you crazy? Omele, why not? Sov dina ketchila dina. Matchilat din adit leitori berechad yom adit leitori mer treyuma Av Sovdina. Itay Trey, Chatura Lishko Chadli, Lotay Tura Lo Lishko Trey. The other Bamara native Chadzuz, the other Mav native Trey. The Avi Lay Dara, the Livne Atiko Chad, the Chad Shakli, Chonamalek. What am I doing? I'm a Chadza the Shakli. The Avi Shadi Tumi, or Shamche. So Atiko Chad, the Chad Shakli, Chonamalek. I'm a Chadza the Shakli. Arba Dayoni Avi Bistom Shakroi, Shakroi, Zaifi, Matsidine. The Mokhla, the Itta, the Chavri, Maplole. I'm like, well, Yavani Ale, the Avram Yalak. The Possibly, the Chavri, the Chavri. I'm like, Avani Ale, the Katcha. The Potele, the Chavri, like, Havle Yagra, the Shakra Kadama. Over Mavi, or Varba, as you say. Over Bamaya, you have money, as you say. Zimna Chodata, who call Vesiklata. I'm like, Havle Yavar, as you say. I'm like, no, I never Mavra. Oh, in Ken, Haftmania. They have to be Maya. Loyoy, Padua. Other kind of the unrelated, now you owe him Agra the Shakla Chodama, plus the 20 years of the Devarat of Amaya. Eliezer of Aravami to Rami Atapadu, other kind of the unrelated, have they Agra the Shakla Chodama, Shaka Gulola Padu Yeladayana, Omer Mai Hai, Omerly very simple, Agra Dafakli Minach, have Nialay Lai, visit the Dikir Kaima Kaimi, have Lu Purait, that I've been Magna Lurkin, Kimaris Gayetzle, Kigats Martinle, Eliezer of Aravami Kilat, and Norley, Kum Gani Apuria, Omalo, I, Nadar Nadri, Min Yuma da mitad my poor mommy Loganina Apuria. Kavi mitramilo ania yavela kochot vachatino vikatush bealoi vriftola mimamtile. Kavi mitati kochot vachat shaka today. Hoki itne badeo. Koman de maiz begavet labe ilula di. Lishlach glime. Avi ya ilula ikle alazar lahatam lo yavela nama. Ki boi lo misad ata eliezer. Viyate lo sefer de kulo. Omro le man azmina chalacha. Omro de yuruli ativ. Ata. Amar, why? Dilma Shama be Dana Zminti Bishakali Mani da Gavra, Shaka Glimina, who you have to cape, Verat, Livra, Vahinavad Lukula, Adinavki Kulavak Ilusudata. Have you repeated Avikamavka Fita Lania, Bechatzva, Igloi Milta Shafio Dusho, Kuman Likashura, Otto Zibura Vaklua, Vaina the Kivayomasham Zakats Dom Vamura, Kiraba, Mervira Marab, Al Iske Rabba, meaning Riba. Miragli menem chelek lo lama vashem yamutu anashim otzi dibat haratzra b'magifah v'yamutu b'lam hazeh b'magifah lo lama badat korach enem chelek lo lama vashem yachatzah lima oretz b'lam hazeh v'yavdu mitoch hakaal lo lama vah divir v'yakiv rabbi Eliezer omer true but alem amara kata vashem yamitu b'chayeh morit shaho v'yohal ton rabban arad korach enem chelek lo lama vashem yachatzah lima oretz b'lam hazeh v'yavdu mitoch hakaal lo lama vah divir v'yakiv rabbi Irmi mitira omer They may be in Aveda, but it's a rank Aveda mit Pakesha. She never had to eat the Kese Oved, Pakesha of the Kaki mitzvotech alo shachachti. Vayikach, Korach, Amr Shlok, Shlokach, Mekach, Rala Atzmo. He's called Korach, Nasa Kerachah B'Yisrael. Ben Yisar, Ben Shitech, Alav Kalo, Olam Kalo, Kitzohorai. Ben Kehat, Ben Shikah, Shinei Molidav. Ben Levi, Shnasa Leviya, Begeinam. Velik Shav Navi, Ben Yaakov, Ben Shakav Atzmo, Legeinam. On Shul Barav Yitzaz, Yaakov, Bikesh Rachamim Al Atzmo, Shinemar, Besodam Al Tavon Afshi, Bekalam Al Techat Kvodi, Besodam Al Tavon Afshi, Yelam Raglim, Bekalam Al Techat Kvodi, Zo Adat Korach, Datan Shavar Adat El, Aviram Shiver Atzmo, Measa Teshuva, On, Yashab Aninut Pelet, Nasalo Plaot, Ben Ruvain, Ben Shara Avevin, Omar Rav, On Ben Pelet, Ishtoi Tzilato, Amrali, my nafkala chamina, imar rabba antalmina, imar rabba antalmina. Amrala, so my avid, avai beitza, ishtavali beadeo. Amrali, yadanu de kula kadishta kadishta niu, don't worry about it. If kola yada kolam kedoshim. We tu, vana matzina lecha, ashkite chamra varaviyuta, and then agintei gavoi, and she went and otva albaba, ustarta lamazia. Of course, kolda atachazia immediately was hada. And meanwhile, I'll give you a little...